this is the part of the track access charge related to the direct cost. Then you have a markup, okay? So just for the direct cost, this is the example of Italy. We have the weight of the train and we have the speed of the train. Of course, what is the factor? That the weight of the train of high speed is very much lower than a rail freight trains. And this is 46% of the total direct cost. The 50% is related to the high speed, but there's a like exponential. So an high speed train running more than 200 kilometers per hour, they will pay much more than a rail freight trains. But this is a decision of Italy. In Europe, I have no time. We have, I can show you, there's a good study of the independent rail group of regulator, that the IRG Rail, that makes, just for the direct cost, like a map of what kind of variables are considered. So in other countries, you have axle load that is considered. In other countries, there's mass, there are speed. In other country, you have no variables, okay, that are considered, just to take the direct cost, divide for the numbers of train kilometer. So I will not tell you this is the case of Italy and copy this. No, I will tell you that we have also this case, but we have a map of cases that is really huge in terms of what variables is better also for every single country. There's no indication about what is the best variable. Really depend what kind of traffic. If is the axle loaded is much more important, of course, it will be interesting to put the axle load, okay? So in Sweden, you have also axle load as in this case. In other country like Belgium, in the past, you have no variables. It was just that a cost divided by the train kilometer. So it was just an example. So I understand very well your question.